Hey, let's bring in Brewers broadcaster Lane Grindle. Hey, Lane.
Hey, guys. How we doing?
Excellent. I want to play this for you. It was a family affair for the Brewers yesterday against the Cubs. Check this out. Then we're going to ask you to respond.
Four members of the 2008 Milwaukee Brewers were on hand for Sunday's win over the Cubs. Ricky Weeks and Craig Counsell in the dugouts. Mike Cameron in the stands. And his son, Daz?
You'll one. Daz, a liner into right center field. Down for a base hit. Yelich streaking around third. He will score. How about the legacy coming through?
Lane Grindle on the call. Daz used to run around during batting practice with that 2008 team and his father, Mike. Now the pair become the third ever father-son duo to suit up for the Brewers. From American Family Field, I'm Dominic Catronio.
Lane, you sounded so good on that call. You could hear like the feeling in your voice. You always capture that so well. Tell us about that special moment and the family dynamic.
Well, so I got to give a lot of credit to Jason Schager, Brewers equipment manager, because early in the game, he texted me in the booth and said, hey, just an FYI, when Daz came into the game after Sal got injured, he said, Mike came to the game today, flew in and surprised Daz to be at today's game. So I wouldn't have maybe known that if I didn't get tipped off to it by Jason Schager. So a big thank you to him, because those things make a difference for us when we're trying to tell the story over the course of the game. And when Daz came up, it just felt like such a big moment. And when those things happen, I think as a broadcaster, sometimes we try to will that cool moment to actually, you know, come to fruition. And it just felt like, wouldn't this be amazing for him to come through, deliver in front of his dad. And his son was there as well, by the way. So he had three generations of Camerons at the ballpark yesterday. That was fun. It's really fun to be able to narrate those big moments and tell those stories when they come about. And I was really happy for Daz. He's a great guy. They're a great family. And they mean a lot to the Brewers, because Mike was a very popular Brewer when he was here in 2008 and 2009.
It is so cool. I was, I got to be honest, I was disappointed how many Cubs fans were at the game. You could really hear them all weekend long.
Yeah.
How good is this Cubs team? Are they for real?
I think they're a pretty good team, yeah. I think it would be hard to argue against that. It's a good lineup. I think the lineup right now is hitting on all cylinders. They'll have their bumps in the road over the course of the year, because everybody has some unevenness to a season, no matter how good you are. So they're going to have moments when they're not swinging it like this throughout the year, but they're pretty good. They're deep, 1 through 8 in that lineup. They're really, really strong, and I think their rotation is good. Now, they've got some injuries there. Steele, of course, is out for the year. Shota Imanaga was put on the injured list today after that situation in the 6th inning yesterday. So the rotation has taken a couple of hits, and I don't know that the bullpen is elite. I think it's gettable. So they're not without some flaws, but most teams are in that same position. But now the Cubs and Brewers, I think, I really believe, and maybe the Reds, I think those three teams are all going to be, you know, battling back and forth throughout most of this summer.
How is Sal Frelick doing? Because in the 4th inning, he had an awkward swing.
Yeah, he is, I think, going to be okay. He's not in the lineup today. Brewer's going to give him the day off, but Pat Murphy, I just left his office a couple of minutes ago, and he sounded very encouraged by where things are at with Sal, and the Brewers are hopeful that he'll be able to avoid an injured list.
Oh, that's good, because he was doing an MRI.
Yes. So the results came back fairly positive in terms of, can we get Sal back sooner rather than later?
That's good.
Do they have to give him another day tomorrow? Maybe, we'll see, but sounds like things are trending in a good direction with Sal Frelick.
Oh, that's great news. Another guy we're all excited to have back is Brandon Woodruff. How close do you think we are to that, Lane?
Probably one more start in the minors, and then we will see where they want to slot him in. Is it the next homestand after this one? Is it the end of this next road trip? Hard to tell. But I think probably mid-May is a good target date to see Brandon Woodruff back in the big leagues. And man, we've all been waiting for this. I mean, it's not just about his stuff and what he can give you on the mound, but when he's active and he's a big part of this thing, he's such a great clubhouse presence too. And he's a veteran that's been here since 2017. So he gets it. He's been a part of the entirety of this great Brewers run that we're in the midst of. And so getting a guy that understands it at that level back, that matters in that clubhouse as well.
Brewers broadcaster Lane Grindle, have a great call tonight, Lane. Thank you so much for being with us.
You bet. Appreciate it.